Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The U.S. House Subcommittee on Voting Rights and Elections held a hearing in Atlanta today. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The Carter Center was packed for the two-hour hearing addressing concerns over voter suppression. Several Democratic congressmen and women heard testimony from voters, the ACLU, and former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams about the state's voting system during the 2018 election.
Incompetence and malfeasance operate in tandem. And the sheer complexity of the state's voting apparatus smooths voter suppression into a nearly seamless system that targets voter registration, ballot access, and ballot counting.
Abrams' new voting rights group, Fair Fight Action, is suing Georgia over virtually every aspect of the state's existing voting system. Fulton County voter Stacey Hopkins shared her story of facing removal from the voting rolls despite being an active voter.
The state of our elections and voting rights is a dire emergency and a crisis of voter confidence. We have sent out the warning signs for years. I am asking Congress to intervene to answer this call in order to protect and defend what was so hard fought for and many of us thought won.
The hearing is one of several House Democrats plan to hold across the country to try and gather more evidence to eventually strengthen the Voting Rights Act of 1965. A Georgia House committee met Tuesday to discuss a bill that would allow new voting machines and change parts of the state's election code. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler at the Carter Center.
Georgia's Chief Justice called the system stable and strong in his State of the Judiciary address today. Chief Justice Harold Melton praised the state's specialty courts. Those are the ones for issues like drugs or mental health, for helping reduce recidivism rates. He also challenged them to do more.
If the courts are able to have this kind of success with a population of adults who often have had a lifetime of struggles and bad behavior, can we not have even greater success if we in our communities engage even earlier?
There are nearly 11,000 people going through specialty court programs in Georgia. And City of Atlanta wants more data on scooter-related injuries. Council member Dustin Hillis introduced a measure yesterday. It asks hospitals and other health centers to submit injury data related to scooters four times a year. Bird, Lime, Uber, and Lyft maintain fleets of electric dockless scooters within the City of Atlanta limits. So I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.